Yes, thank you very much. My name is Paul Yan. I'm teaching from the ACTA Seminar here. It's a Korean program for the last 20 years. And my topic is Grand Canyon and North of Flood. Because how many of you visited Grand Canyon? Most of them. And one more question. How many of you saw this bus in the south rim of Grand Canyon? No?
No.
Yeah. So here's, you know, it's a different view tours. Different view means a flood geologist view. So, I want to give you a question. Was the Grand Canyon formed by the Noah's flood 4,400 years ago for just 10.5 months? This today, I want to present some evidences that Grand Canyon was formed by erosion of a long time, not by a sudden massive flood. Basically, I have a physicist background for a long time. That's my passion on this debate. As I started very, literally 8 years ago. The number one evidence is there are lots of meandering channels in Colorado River and its tributaries. But a sudden massive flood creates a braided, it's quite geological terminology, it's a braided or the anastomosis channels. But it's the satellite photo. Here is a very meandering. It's like this. It's a part of it's a part of upper Colorado River's the area. It's a Green River. It's one of major tributaries of the Colorado River. It's very famous. Here's the Bonnet Bend. You see, I want to show that's a Bonnet Bend. So if there is any cutting here, we say that it's an Oxbow Lake, like Oxbow, right? As the location is here, Bonnet Bend is a Green River, and here is a Colorado River. Oxbow Lake, the Oxbow Lake is not formed by sudden massive flood. As a result of slow erosion for a long period. Right? Another example is the meandering pattern of San Juan River, the upper Colorado River. It's also a result of slow erosion for a long period. We can't explain this meandering in terms of rapid erosion, rapid deposition. Can't. One more example is Horseshoe Bend. It's very famous, it's very popular site because it's quite close to US Highway 89. You can walk from here. This here is a parking lot in just 10 or 15 minutes of my walk. So how many of you there? That's very famous. It's a part of upper Colorado River. It's very famous. That's another photo. Horseshoe Bend is like looks like a horseshoe. Horseshoe Bend on the way to Grand Canyon is also a result of slow erosion for a long period. You can't explain in the rapid erosion. Another example is the Goosenecks State Park. This looks like Goosenecks, right? It's in Utah. It's part of the San Juan River. San Juan River is also one of the major tributaries of the Colorado River. Right? Evidence number two. In Colorado River, the mainstream and the tributaries meet at nearly right angles or large angles, so forming a firm leaf shaped river system. But in a sudden massive flood, they should meet at very small angles or parallel. It's not large angles. That's also another NASA satellite photo.
here.
We say here is the Grand Canyon. Southern is here, northern is here. Okay?
Yeah.
From here to the Colorado River and to the Gulf of California. And, you know, it looks like a fern leaf shape. Fern leaves. And the major tributary, as Kanab and Little Colorado, they meet mainstream of Colorado. It's almost violence here. Right? It's another photo. This west side of the Grand Canyon. It's also many, numerous tributaries. It's a canyon or rivers. Alright? It's almost right angles. My drawings here, it's Colorado mainstream, and that is tributaries, other tributaries, tributaries or tributaries are here. And they meet here some angles here. If the channel or if the Grand Canyon was formed by sudden massive floods, then the sea line was surely almost zero.
Yeah.
Almost zero. But if it is eroding slowly, it should be almost widening. Alright? It's very common sense.
Yeah.
Another one. It's you can see here. Major tributaries of the Colorado River is Kena, the Little Colorado, another one is here, Paria. They meet Colorado River, it's almost right in here. Almost right in here. It's almost right in here. It's a rather large area. So, if the Grand Canyon is formed in the Southern Mass Flood, we can't imagine. It's another photo. It's actually same. Here's the Colorado River, and here's Grand Canyon. Here's our famous White Angels Creek here, and they meet on the large angle with mainstream of Colorado River. All right. Another one is one of major tributaries, Kanab Creek. Kanab Creek has its own tributaries like this. One of them is a Jumper Creek. Jumper Creek has also its own tributaries. They meet mainstream with big angles, almost a right edge. Right? Jumper Canyon is a tributaries. Little Colorado River also same. There's a Colorado River and here's actually it's a bigger than right edges, right? Bigger than right. What about this one? That's also some canyons, Prospect and the Mohawk and the National, they meet Colorado River then bigger than 90 degrees. I think it's 110, 120 degrees. You know, the Colorado River, the water flows like this, and tributaries, it flows like this. They meet, it's a bigger angle than 90 degrees. What does it mean? Yeah. If there was massive flood in the canyon land, massive flood forms a braided river system or anastomosing river system. So not fully lip-shaped channels. It's here. That's a Washington State. That's my favorite feature site. That's a very famous Missouri Glacier Flood area. Missouri Glacier Flood was very famous. It's 13 to 15,000 years ago in the late parts of Glacier Age. There was many times of great local flood. We can see what kind of a channel shape can we expect from such a huge flood. We say that it's a braided system of channels, or braided river system, like this. Okay? But now, it's quite difficult to see, because it's an actual aerial photo. This area, we say that in the channel scale, the Columbia River or Columbia Valley in Washington State, right? What about another example is Mount St. Helens, a very famous volcano. Let's create here. Here is a quite steep slope, and it's a slow slope, okay? It means rapid erosion. Here's a slow erosion area. You can see the rapid erosion area, there's no any form like the river system. But slow erosion area, you can see here many, here is a total river from Speed Lake here, Speed Lake, and many tributaries are formed now, okay? Yeah, they meet to the total river quite big angle here, right? And slowly deposited, slowly eroded, right? Number three evidence is the Grand Canyon shape has a symmetric cross-section, but the southern massive flood makes a symmetric cross-section. I want to show you. It's Grand Canyon, not photo, it's just a drawing. But here you see, here is the miles, it's a scale miles, horizontal axis is miles, but it's thick. It's a very contracted horizontally, all right? Then you can see the general shape of Grand Canyon. Here's the south rim is here, it's north rim is here, southern, and it's low, it's lower than north rim. It's roughly 300 meters, roughly 10,000 feet lower than the north rim. It means, I'm going to show you. I'm sorry, it's Korean, but it's a very convenient to explain. I can't find the original English version. But here is the southern is here, as northern is here. If there is a raindrop here, the raindrops will flow outside. They are not entering into canyon. But in the north rim area, raindrops will flow into the canyon. So was eroded slowly eroded. So here is quite steep cliff, but here is quite slow. It's very so. This is asymmetry, not symmetric. All right, it's a very important evidence for slow erosion.
Paul, can I ask something?
Sure. Yeah.
But when I used to buy flood geology,
okay, yeah.
30 years ago,
yeah,
or something, I would visit the Grand Canyon,
sure.
And I saw this pattern that you have kind of illustrated here, although it's more so in the earlier illustration where the canyon looks like this and
yes,
then like this.
Right, I know.
There's this deeper cut.
Yes.
And it looked to me like, whoa, a big flood washout,
yes,
and then slow erosion,
yes,
over the last several thousand years. It's kind of what, it, you know, that's what my eye saw. And I wondered if there's a reason why so much of the canyon looks like that with the deeper cut at the bottom.
Oh, it's a final this part right here. This,
right.
Okay.
That or that's just the riverbed itself, but
yes,
but just above that, the next layer up.
Oh,
it's
yeah,
not very pronounced in that drawing. In
yeah,
some areas
yes,
of the Grand Canyon around
yeah,
Bright Creek, it's very pronounced. It goes down like this
yes,
and then like this.
Yes.
Okay.
Right. Yes.
Do you know
see here? Here is also
there. It's
right,
pronounced.
Yes,
if you spread that out, you would
here,
see.
And it's a quite like
right,
this, right,
this, right.
So, Cliff, I'm gonna. I appreciate your passion, but we're just gonna hold a little question.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Okay.
Okay.
I just thought it was.
I think
there.
We have very few minutes, so that's why I'm rushing. Okay. Sorry. Okay. And number four evidence is there are several layers in the Grand Canyon, and each layer is very different from another. However, a sudden massive flood cannot make several different rock layers like Grand Canyon. Now here, it's very famous. And so here, Grand Canyon, and here, it's the most rock layers are Paleozoic. And here's the Zion Canyon, is the major in the Mesozoic. And here's the Bryce Canyon, is the Mason Cenozoic. Alright? They are connected with some faults like this, but it's a very large system. You'll see, and also three kinds of rocks in Grand Canyon. Here's sedimentary rock layers. And here's some basement rock and it's metamorphic rock. And but this thickness is roughly 1,000 meters. Okay? It's very thick. And well stratified, well it's rocks, not just the silt. It's a very solid rock. It's very difficult to understand if there was just a one-time abrupt short-lived flood, because as you know, the flood should deposit and then erode it. So all processes should take place in just a year or 10.5 months. Very difficult to understand. So I took from the surface of the Colorado River as a visual base rise here. Here's a famous the Great Unconformity, and this the Tappy Sandstone is the bottom of the sedimentary rocks. And here is roughly it's 900 meters, so very high. Yeah. It's very difficult to understand by one time rapids. Number five is the excess cracked bush, but mainland geologists answer is quite has some consensus. Coccolito sandstone, I want to show is Coccolito sandstone is here. It's quite upper part of the Grand Canyon. Coccolito sandstone, Coccolito sandstone is one of the latest in Grand Canyon. It's an Aeolian deposit. It's really very difficult to understand. The Aeolian deposit, it means deposition by wind. Yeah, so that's a very, it's a, the Aeolian deposit or the Aeolian layer cannot be formed during the sudden massive of cloud. Okay, there is almost a perpendicular cross belly. And here is a cross belly. It's only formed by deposition by water. But there's some flood geologists no, it's formed in the water, but mainland geologists no, it can't. There is some footprints of reptiles in Coccolito sandstone. Yeah, those evidences are based on the flood geologists' explanation. Number six, that's some, there are some more evidence. Actually, if there was big sudden massive flood, there should be gigantic water ripper rocks and streamlined relic islands with gigantic boulders and gigantic hot holes. I want to show you the first one. As it's a giant ripper rocks, it's actually it's Washington State and Idaho. It's a part of Missoula Glacier Flood. That was two weeks ago. I have been here also. So we can see very clear ripper rocks, even on the high altitude of a mountain. It's a part of the bank during the big flood, local flood. Okay? And also here's a wave. Recognize here also. Here's also, it's a Columbia River, Columbia Valley. There is a relic, streamlined relic island. That was formed by big flood, very big flood. So here's also streamlined relic island here. You can see those islands. Big pothole, a very common and flood area. I know there is a pothole in Grand Canyon, but it's quite small. As you know, it's just 1 meter or 1.5 meters. It's small. It's a pothole of Johnston Canyon in Banff National Park, there in Florida. I know I think the diameter is roughly 5 to 10 meters. It's quite big. And Another one is, it's a giant plateau in Columbia Valley. Many. It's 10 meters or 15 meters. It's quite big. Lots of plateaus, but in Grand Canyon, small plateaus, not always. So, what about the borders? There are many borders in the Grand Canyon and in the Grand Canyon area, but it's not big, very small. It's our my friends, and it's a giant border in Columbia Valley. It's roughly over 100 parts, very big. Other borders are quite big. All right. So, as my summary is. That's the meandering pattern of upper Colorado River is the first evidence that we can't explain by massive, sudden massive flood. Firm leaf shaped river system rather than drainage channels. And the large angles between Colorado River and its tributaries. The asymmetric Grand Canyon cross section due to differential erosion, its geological term, differential erosion. And the thick rocky strata of Grand Canyon, the Aeolian deposit of the Coconino sandstone, and no gigantic water vapor mounds, no streamlined lines, relic islands, no gigantic boulders, no big potters, etc. So, I want to say that Grand Canyon was not formed by a sudden massive flood. Even though Lewis flood is or was a historical event, it does not say anything on Grand Canyon. So I think it's better to study geological books to study Grand Canyon rather than Genesis. That's my conclusion. Right. Okay, thank you.
Does anyone have any questions? Did you want to follow up?
Well, I think I noticed in later slides that that place where you get the sharp bend is right where the basement rock begins.
Yes.
And down Richard.
Yes.
So, in the basement rock, would the erosion have been faster or slower to create that deeper?
I think, of course, in the history of the Grand Canyon, there was many floods. Not most flood, many flood. The flood theory was a very one of the major interpretations for Grand Canyon, but not most flood.
So you'll have variation in
sure
the cut, how quickly the cut would
occur. Of course, and also I want to give you the now there is a Grand Canyon Dam and stuff. Before the completion of Grand Canyon Dam, the Colorado River water is very fast, very erosional. But now it's there was two big dams. Here is Grand Canyon Dam, another is and Hoover Dam and some other. It's a lower part of the Colorado River. So now it's the water flow is very controlled. So not big erosion, but before that, I think it's 100 years ago, we have several photographs or drawings. Very, the water is very, very fast, they're very fast, and erosional power very high. So, not enough.
I just wanted to ask you about the floods that you were discussing. How long would those floods have been? Like, would those be like half a day? 2 days, a week. How long would those floods typically last?
Oh, flood. What kind of flood?
Oh, the flood you gave. Yeah, you were giving me.
The Missoula flood.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Normally, it's it's not part of this presentation. But normally, 48 hours, and there's some different opinions, but over several 10 times. Some people say 40 times or 30 times, but each time. 48 hours. So the speed of what is roughly 100 kilometers, 60 miles per hour, very fast.
My question is, you're comparing it to a flood that supposedly was a worldwide flood that lasted for 40 days. So wouldn't there be different ramifications or implications for a flood that was a lot longer duration in a short, fast flood.
Yeah, I understand. It's not the same flood.
Right.
But I'm just showing an example.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. We don't know the size or the erosional power of those flood.
That's the question. I'm kind of wondering,
yes,
like,
right.
how we're still inconclusive because at the end of the day, we were there. We don't really know what a 40-day worldwide flood and the implications, what it would actually do to the surface of the earth, how much sediment or rock or things would be transferred to a number of different places, or how that would all look.
Yes.
I mean, I think this is fabulous, but I still question information because it's just so vast that we can't compare the two.
Yeah, I think it's quite difficult to systematically compare, but I want to just show some similar situation.
Yeah.
It's very difficult to find any good example now on Earth, but this one and the same Mount St. Helens and some very limited areas.
Right.
We have some reference, so I'm very cautiously, tentatively conclude.
And I think that's great. I mean, it's good to know the differences between what a flood would do and what, erosion over a long period of time would do. But again, relative to a huge worldwide flood that lasted so much longer, that was so much greater, it's hard to measure.
So we don't have very limited data on the lost flood.
Right.
Yeah, not too many
observations. Right.
And we have to be careful.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.